This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Let them squeeze your bag. Don and Mike.
Now, let me see. This is almost categorized as a... fall under the category. Could be categorized as breaking news. Almost. The deal is in Florida, you've got these people who are now instant millionaires.
Really, you don't hear many stories like this where, you know, because of development, people, you know, the average guy gets rich.
And this is not like one of those things where 8 million people go in on a lottery ticket.
No.
And they win millions and people get a splinter of that. You're talking about, we have the total number now, 488 mobile homes.
Wow.
In an area of South Florida that have been bought by a developer, and the people there stand to make at least $1 million each.
Briny Beach, Florida, and I saw a picture of this community down there, and it really is choice property, and you've got all these mobile homes that are kind of surrounded by multi-million dollar properties.
A lot of them, I'm sure not the people that we're going to talk to here, a lot of them are quite ratty and make the one that Jim Rockford had on the Rockford Files look like a McMansion.
Right.
Including, as I mentioned, I saw the guy who's living in a bus down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see. I believe is it a man or a woman who's named Gay?
I believe that's a woman's name.
Hello. So. Hello, Gay?
Hey, is this Thomas?
Tom Byrne is standing by.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hold on, Tom. Be right with you. If that's
okay.
Tom, he's one of the guys that bought one of these places.
All right.
Or is having the place bought, and this must be Gay. Hello, Gay?
Hello?
Hi, Gay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to talk to you, Gay.
Thank you.
Well, yes. You must be pretty good right now, I would imagine.
Well, yes. You mean feeling pretty happy?
I imagine so. Hold on. Let me conference together.
Pardon me?
We're going to conference you and Tom Byrne together.
All right.
Now, Gay, do you know this guy, Tom Byrne?
Tom and I have known each other for what, Tom? 40 years?
40 years.
Wow. Yeah. 40 years.
All right. So you guys are like the Beverly Hillbillies now, where all of a sudden you are overnight millionaires, right?
I guess you could call us Beverly Hillbillies, but, you know, you could rather call us very lucky seaside residents or something like
that. Will you be buying any chocolate pie at all?
No.
No chocolate pie. Now,
no chocolate pie, no.
The way I understand this, guys, is
lobster.
Lobster.
Yeah.
You don't really get your money until, what, 2009? Is that when you're getting your money?
Right.
Yes.
And you get to live in Briny Beach in your mobile home community. For how long? How long did they let you stay there?
Tom, 2 years? Two years, the minimum, yeah.
It's basically until March of 2009. Ah. It's 2 seasons.
Now, I've got a question for you that's unrelated to your situation. You guys live in Boca Raton, right?
No, it's really actually Boynton Beach.
Oh,
it's above Boca, and it's... it's a little bit north of Boca.
I only mentioned because this is kind of an inside radio thing. I wanted to throw it out. I know that there was a station down there that played standards and big band music, and it was unceremoniously taken off the air and replaced with just real crap. And I was wondering if you guys had heard anything about that.
Did you ever listen to AM 640, guys?
Is that the station, Mike?
I think it's AM 640.
I'm not a big radio listener, so I wouldn't. I wouldn't have been able to listen to that.
How about you, Gay?
Well, you know, I'll be very honest with you. When I listen to the radio, I listen to Christian music.
Oh,
so,
Christian music. Very good.
Okay.
We had heard they had taken away a radio station that was important to a lot of people about your age in that area. We just wanted to say we have empathy for you.
Well, the soft listening that I, you know.
Yes, that's what we need more of.
Yes.
Now, what do you do for fun down there, guys?
All right, Tom, you go first because you have more fun.
Well, first of all, we've got the beach, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Gay and John and I both have boats right in front of our mobiles on the intercoastal.
Are you people still sexually active? Are you still young at heart?
Go on, Tom.
Well, I think the... What are the martyrs in the Muslims? They go to heaven and go to have all those 70 virgins or something.
Yes.
But what happens if you're a Christian? I'm a 68-year-old widower in Florida.
Okay.
And that's probably a hell of a lot better.
I'm 68. What is the average age in Briny Beach in your community?
Probably it's at least 70 years old.
At least 70. Wow, that is high.
Then Tom, let me talk to you and Mike. You can tackle gay.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all.
Tom, you're almost 70. You sound to me like a young, happening guy. Got the world by the tail. I don't know what your financial situation was going into this, but now you got to be pretty sweet. You can go out there, get yourself a young hell. Get yourself a young 60-year-old woman. Really impressive. Do you think that you are going to have I don't want to call it a midlife crisis.
A new wealth, a nouveau riche crisis.
You think there's
a new money crisis.
Do you think there's any chance?
The interesting thing is I really did not want to sell.
Okay, are you one of the ones? Because I know there are a lot of people down there that didn't want to sell.
I am very glad that it was not a cliffhanger. I really can't argue with the fact that 82% of the people wanted to sell. So, I mean, this is democracy. You can't stop that many people wanting to.
Well, it's democracy with seven zeros.
But I saved my whole life to have a retirement.
Six zeros.
That money will go to my kids.
You're lucky kids. Your kids got to be did your kids try to talk you into it?
You know what? All my kids care about is that I'm happy.
Tom.
And they're all well situated.
Tom, you must take that money in $1 bills and go to Las Vegas with it.
put it in a little room and just roll around in it. You know,
I would imagine that you guys have had many, many discussions about the prospects of this $1 million windfall. Has anyone had any really unusual concepts of what they're going to do with the money? Is anybody real excited about it?
Well, there's one guy. His name is Mario, and he's Italian, and that's a big surprise. But anyway, he did not really want to sell for a while, but at the last minute, he really had this vision, and what he is going to do is buy a piece of property in Italy where his parents came from, and he's going to go on a lot of trips. So he's a guy that really has a specific vision. There were also some very compelling reasons. People that live on Social Security,
right?
People who are ill, people who want to help their grandchildren go to college. I don't argue with the reasons why people wanted to sell.
Hey,
I just didn't happen to be one of those people.
But for both of you guys, excuse me for a second there, Tom, for both of you guys, there is a stigma that, and I know because Mike lived in a trailer for many years.
Yes, and I loved it. I love that kind of life.
There is a stigma that goes with living in a trailer park. Do you both have nice upscale trailers, the kind of trailers that perhaps you could put up on blocks and move to a...
It is a mobile home, so you could conceivably move. Will many people be moving their trailers?
But not all trailer park homes have houses that have wheels on them.
No, right. There's some mobile home can be...
Right.
Are most of the houses in Briny Beach, are they the kind of mobile homes that sit on a foundation, or are they on wheels?
They're pretty much on a foundation now.
Do you guys both have the upper echelon of those trailers?
Yes.
I knew you would. Thank you.
They have double wides.
we both have double wides that are very comfortable.
I haven't heard in any of the reporting about this. How much land do each? Because it's a very small amount of space. How many square feet do you have with your lots in Briny Beach?
I don't know, Tom. What do we have?
I don't know in terms of square feet, but they're not that close. In this the section where we are, there is one section where when you sneeze, the person in the next mobile said, God bless you.
That's right.
But that's good. But that's not where we are. We've got enough room so that you have privacy, and it's pretty nice living.
It's like 50 feet across.
So it's still a hell of a lot of money for that amount of space.
Well, it is a hell of a lot of money, but there is not many of these spaces left in South Florida, and that's what it is. We have the ocean,
right.
We have the intercoastal, and we have four or five canals that, are already in place and set to go. So, it's location,
yes,
location.
Hollywood would show the type of guy that would come into this community and try to get you guys to sell would be kind of a snake oil salesman, an oily, slick kind of guy. When you had your first meeting with the representatives of the developer, were they kind of slick when they came in there?
They are very, very professional.
Okay, Tom. I agree. They are not, Tom and I are coming We're coming from both different sides, even though...
Well, like gay, I think you want to say they were kind of slick. Yeah. Were they gay? Were they kind of slick, these guys?
Now, Mike, I'm getting the feeling these people were taken advantage of now.
No.
You say
no.
They could have gotten more.
Yeah, they could have gotten $2
million. They have the potential just... From the condos that they're going to be selling, not the rest of them.
Hold on, let's talk to Gay for a moment.
Okay.
Gay, what didn't you like about the people who sold you the land?
I can tell you, there's nothing that I didn't like about them, to be very honest with you.
I was wrong.
They're very
professional.
You know, they come with big credentials. They've done a lot of work down here in Florida.
But Tom, you were going to tell us exactly what... No, I don't want to hear the good stuff. Tom, you were going to tell us what the potential they have to make, even if they just build condos.
Well, just in the condos, not the hotels or the commercial stuff. It comes out at about $2.6
billion.
Wow. So these guys...
So you guys got peanuts.
They know what they're doing. But another thing to show you, I got a telephone call today from the vice president in charge of acquisitions, and he just told me that in our meetings, he obviously knew that I was not in favor of selling, but he complimented me on how I carried myself out, and he wanted to let me know that if there was anything that he could do, give him a call. So
I guarantee these people could have held out for millions more.
I'm very, very impressed with that whole Ocean Land group. They know what they're doing.
Huh.
We could have done it ourselves, but we didn't see it that way. So
hey, Tom, I got an idea for you. You know what you ought to say to him? You ought to say maybe you're thinking about filing a lawsuit. Because, this is horrible to say, but I would imagine the one person in there, if there was somebody that really wanted to make a stink, they might be able to get a bigger payoff, but you don't have anybody that's going to do that.
There's going to be a lot of lawsuits, but I don't think they're going to be coming from within here. There's some very wealthy communities north and south of us, and they are in an uproar. Like you said about the stigma that goes with living in a mobile home.
Why would they be upset, Gay? They're getting rid of, no offense, they're getting rid of the trailer trash.
Well, but we were not trailer trash. Then we became a little quaint seaside village. We went from one extreme to the other.
We used to be an embarrassment to our neighbors, but now all of a sudden we're quaint.
You're quaint now because the money came in.
Yes.
Do you have the character, the town character?
The
individual that maybe is a little more difficult, the odd person that everybody kind of stays. You have to have somebody
like that.
The
trailer park drunk?
The Greyhound bus guy?
Yeah, the trailer park drunk, too.
Well, that might be like a good percentage of the people here.
guy that walks around in the middle of the day with his robe on and nothing else.
You want to know something? Associated Press was here, and I interviewed by this Brian Sokoloff, whatever, and he said to me, what is it that you love? I said, I love that I can go out early in the morning and walk my dog in my pajamas. I said, but don't you dare put that in the paper. Of course, that is across the whole United States. And my children are calling and said, what are you saying that you're walking the dog in your pajamas?
What is the earliest that you can take a drink and not be looked at strangely?
Yeah, 11 o'clock, Tom.
I try to wait till noon.
All right, listen, nice talking to both of you kids.
Thank you very much.
Don't waste that money, and good luck.
No,
yeah, good
okay,
luck to
thanks.
Both of you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think
I'm so jealous of old people.
They were both very nice. Don't worry, you're working your way towards
it. I know I am.
So am I.
But when I go down there, I hang out with these people a lot. Did I tell you when I was down in Florida that I went out my last day that I was down there, I played golf, and we went out for a few drinks afterwards.
Yeah.
And the average age of the three guys that I was with was plus 70. I was sitting there, and the one guy sits back there, this white-haired guy, 76 years old, and he looks over at me, and I swear to God, he looks at me and says, you want to do some shots? You love them, and they're dead. The attitude down there, you could hear it in them. I mean, not only they get $1 million, they're happy people.
They both sound like they were okay. I got the feeling with the guy, he had that confident old man sound to his voice, like, I really like these people, and I really like what they're all about. And I got the feeling that, you know, no matter how much money you're making on a deal,
right?
Do you ever feel good?
No.
Like if you get something from your boss that you really earned, do you go, you know what? That's great because I got my raise, but
wow,
he's such a great guy. The company's going to make.
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't happy about that.
You know
that.
What that is? No, he was.
Do you think he was happy
he was okay
about
with
no,
that?
No, that was old man speak. That's the first sign that I was worried. He's like, listen, these are good guys. They got a good plan. Do you know how much they stand to make on this? And when he said in the billions,
right?
With a B,
sure.
I was like,
$2.5 billion.
Old man, you don't want to be in the M's if they're in the B's.
You don't.
I know about BMs.
Okay, you do.
You don't want to be. You want to be in the B's, not in the M's.
And, you know, I hope they're still around, but how are they all going to feel when they turn it into a medical testing facility? You know, where they just do medical experiments on animals right on the water. See how they're, let's see how this, this little deer responds to the anthrax virus.
I also noticed that Tom, the guy, said that he would, he was going to give a lot of his money to his grandkids and his family. I didn't hear that from Gay.
Yeah. Well, and what Gay said, you had to read between the lines with what Gay was saying when she talked about walking her dog in her pajamas. Because really, Briny Beach,
that's
just one nonstop orgy.
Maybe.
That's right. And she didn't mention what
it was like a Britney Spears shot. Okay. And she has the same look as Britney, except it's natural. All the hair's falling out.
And the thing is, it is her pajamas are baby dolls.
That's
what she wants.
Welcome to Briny Beach. No panties. Don't tell Associated Press. Don't tell them that I walk my little dog in a baby doll nighty.
And I thought I would be able to suck them in on that hole. This format of the station changed.
They don't care.
They don't care less. Radio.
They don't. They're down there. You know, they're just doing their own thing.
Associated Press, don't look at my vagine. Don't look at it. We walk dogs. We play cards. We drink starting at 11 a.m.
That was okay.
And we go to the beach.
That was okay. That was maybe the best answer. What time, and Mike got a good question, what time is it appropriate to start drinking?
There are a lot of spoiled people down there. And I mean that, you know, they've earned it. I don't begrudge them this, but there are a lot of spoiled people down there that really, you know, if anything goes wrong,
I thought you said you had bananas on special.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.